Hello and welcome to a very special call today. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me. I want to share some ideas with you on the call today that will help you to get into action to generate leads online. And I'm going to go through some very specific strategies that will help you to do that. Sales and marketing is fun if you know the right techniques to generate the results that you want. And what's exciting is that a lot of the strategies that you can implement online really allow you to create leverage. A lot of you that are probably listening in, you might be in a situation right now where many of the leads that you generate are based on going out and meeting people in person, like going out to networking events. And it could be that if you start shifting a little bit and start creating opportunities online for people to be able to opt into your email list, that it will give you an opportunity to be able to follow up with more interested people who want to talk with you and learn more about what you do. Now, during the call today, I encourage you to take notes, and I want you to go back through those notes over the course of the next week, because I'm going to share a lot of ideas with you, and I want you to identify which of these ideas that you would like to implement. And I want to lay out a very specific strategy that you can implement that's going to help you to generate leads. And by the way, there's all sorts of different ways that you can use opt-ins to be able to build your email list, but I'm going to focus on one particular strategy called an opt-in page or a lead capture page or a landing page on the call today. Now, many of you that are listening in today, you might be a client of Eric Lofholm. Eric is my mentor. He is my coach and also my friend and a business partner. I currently work as a director of the Technology Services Division of Eric Lofholm International and under the brand Sales Tech Systems. And so while you're on the call today, I encourage you to join me out on Facebook, as many other people are doing. And you can go to facebook.com/SalesTechSystems and then go ahead and post a message there to say hello. And I can see that Mark Zakowski posted out there and said, thanks for leading. You're welcome. And glad to have you on the call today, Mark. I know we've got a lot of folks that are listening in today. Some of the things that I want to share with you on the call today are why to set up an opt-in page. I want to talk specifically about what are the reasons that you'd want to do it. And the strategy is actually probably a lot easier than you think. And in fact, there are tools that are available to make it easier for you as well. I'll talk about how to create a free offer that attracts potential customers. And that's a big component here, is having something that you can offer online that will encourage people to want to opt in. You have to give them a reason why to fill out a form and then opt in. You'll also we'll also cover steps to create a web form to put on your opt-in page. Many people don't realize that that form that you see on a page that you have to fill out, that actually comes from your email marketing system. And it will actually create the HTML code that you can copy and paste onto the page. So if you know what you're doing, then this process is a lot easier. I'll also talk about what to do with the leads that come in from your opt-in page. And also how to get people to visit your opt-in page. See, this is not just a matter of build it and they will come. It is build it and then drive traffic to it. You've got to get people out to your page. Now, I'm passionate about helping small business owners leverage technology and grow their business online. I started my own business back in 2003. I had worked in the corporate world for over a dozen years, and I loved what I was doing, but I felt like something was missing. When I was back in college, I had the opportunity to become president of an organization on campus called the Entrepreneurial Network. We brought in local business owners to share their story with students, and it lit a fire inside me that inspired me to one day start my own business. In the fall of 2001, we all witnessed a life-changing event. September 11th changed the way that we looked at life, and it got me refocused on my vision of starting my own business. And that opportunity finally came to pass in May of 2003, and I've been helping business owners ever since. Now, I'm fortunate to have family here in the Northern California area, and it's always great to connect with them. And the baby of the family, of my family, is Daniel, who's an adorable orange cat who loves to hang out in the kitchen waiting for his next meal. I've had the great opportunity to have many mentors and coaches over the years, and the one who's had the greatest impact on me is Eric Lofholm. I've known Eric since 2007. As I mentioned, he's my coach, my mentor, my business partner, and I've had the opportunity to work with Eric in a variety of roles over the years. Some of the ways that I work with clients are to create information products, and one of my favorite products that I created was a book that I co-authored with six other experts called Seize Your Opportunities. And, you know, it's nice to be able to collaborate with people that you like, isn't it? I've also had the opportunity to be affiliate manager for Laurel Langmire. Laurel is a speaker and an expert in the area of helping people to start their own business. And when I worked with Laurel, I had one of the most scenic commutes of anyone that I know. I had the opportunity to drive up each week from Sacramento up to South Lake Tahoe. Now, I have two outcomes for the call today. My first outcome is to share a lot of great content on how to create an opt-in page and give you three very specific strategies that you can implement. And then my second outcome is to extend an invitation to participate in an upcoming training and mentoring program. And I'll share all the details at the end of the call. Now, are you looking for ways to increase your income? Many people in today's economy want to increase their income, and short of taking a part-time job, they don't have many options. Would you like to be able to increase the amount of money that you earn online? For most people, they have either no online revenues or very little. Imagine for a moment if you started receiving an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month in online sales. That would be pretty nice, wouldn't it? See, when you implement strategies online, not only does it allow you to create leverage, but it also allows you to start creating income online. A lot of people, they have a business, they're going out, they're meeting people, making connections, picking up the phone, calling people. They don't actually have their cash register online ringing. And so you want to implement strategies where you're not only getting sales one-on-one with people, but where people go out online, click on the button, and then purchase. And that all starts with the process of generating a lead. In fact, it's the first step in the process that Eric teaches related to the sales mountain, which is lead generation. And so for many people, they're not building their business because they don't have enough qualified prospects. They don't have enough people to talk to. They don't have enough people to communicate with. And so the more people that you have coming in on the front end, the better. And if you don't have enough people that you're reaching right now, then you need to do more on the lead generation end, whether it's offline generation or online generation, lead generation. So let's dive into our content. I want to talk first about the concept of sales technology. And one of the things Eric shares is that one of the main questions he's asked is, how is sales different now from 5 years ago? And his answer is that sales fundamentally has not changed. What has changed is the integration of technology into the sales process. There are now simple ways that you can use technology to get more leads, set more appointments, and run more appointments. The growth of Eric's company is due in large part to integrating technology into the sales process. And because of this, Eric has launched the technology training division of the company, which is led by me. And, you know, what's nice is that you have the opportunity to incorporate technology into your business. And there may be things that you're already doing. You might be doing some email marketing. You might be doing some social media marketing. In fact, why don't we do this? While you're on the call, I want to encourage you to go out to the Facebook page, and I want you to share what are the different ways that you're leveraging technology in your business. So answer that first. Go to facebook.com/salestechsystems, and then go ahead and post a message there. And I can see a message here from Catherine. She says, I'm planning on enjoying this teleseminar and learning from it. My computer skills are not very advanced, so this is fun, trying to figure out what I'm doing. Awesome, Catherine. Great for stepping up and sharing that. And for many of you, you might be in a similar position to Catherine in that your computer skills, they may not be advanced. But here's the thing. It all starts with an intention, doesn't it? It starts with an intention where you decide that you want to start getting results online, and then you start taking actions that will move you forward in terms of being able to accomplish that. And so I want you to be open right now to the possibility that you could start generating leads online if you're not already doing that today. So go out there and post. Let me know, what are some of the technologies that you're using in your business to either generate leads or to set appointments or to generate more sales. Now, sales technology also allows you to create leverage. So what is leverage? Leverage is doing more with less. Leverage is doing more with less. It allows you to accomplish more. And so I'll just give you a simple example of this. And a simple example would be a conference call. So right now, you're on the phone, I'm on the phone, and I could very well be having a conversation with one person right now. So I have an hour right now to share with you. So I could be talking with one person for an hour, But by using a conference call, a bridge line, I'm able to reach, let's see how many people are listening in right now. We have 44 people listening in right now. So that's an example of leverage. Instead of just reaching one person, I'm reaching 44 people at once. That's pretty powerful if you think about it. And so you want to be thinking about what strategies that you have to allow you to reach more people. And it's not only just about reaching more people, it's also about doing things that you can reuse over time. And so let me give you an example of that. So a simple example, I'll just build upon the example I just shared. I'm recording this call. So I can take the audio recording from this call, and then I can share it with all the people who aren't on the live call. So there's some people that signed up and they didn't show up, but I can still send them the audio recording. So I don't necessarily have to do another call just for them. I do host free trainings like this on a periodic basis, a little less now than I was a year ago. But what's nice about it is I can record it and then I can make that available to them later. But there are other technologies that you can use. For instance, online videos. You could record videos and post them out on YouTube. You record the video once, and then you post that video out online, and then people can go back out and watch that video in the future. So how many things are you doing today where you can do it once, but then leverage it multiple times over the next days, weeks, months, and even years? So part of your thinking, part of your strategy should be around how do you create more leverage. Another thing to think about is how can you duplicate yourself? How can you duplicate yourself? So if you think about it, you know, you have a message that you share with your potential customers, with your potential clients. And just simply by taking the time to talk to them, you can transfer that information to them. It could be an idea, could be a tip, a strategy, a technique. It could be a recommendation, could be advice. Well, you have an opportunity to duplicate yourself. And anytime that you can duplicate yourself, you know, I'll just give you a simple example here. Many years ago, Eric Lofholm and I used to get together in Mastermind with Brian Klemmer. Brian was founder of Klemmer & Associates. And when we would get together, one time that we got together, I said, hey, let's record a video with the two of you. And so we recorded a video with Brian introducing Eric, and then one with Eric introducing Brian. We recorded those videos, and I posted them up on YouTube. Well, little did we know that just about a year or so later, Brian passed away unexpectedly. And Eric still has a relationship with Brian's company, Klemmer & Associates. And because we took the time to record those videos, it was like Brian was duplicating himself because he recorded that video. He introduced Eric. That video now is out there forever, out on YouTube. And so, you know, part of it, if you think about it, technology can help you to create a legacy. You know, if you think about all the videos that are out there now from the late Zig Ziglar and the late Jim Rohn, those will be influencing generations for hundreds of years because they took the time to create content and post it out online. And this all ties back into this concept of creating an opt-in offer that you can post online because it ties in with a very key function of an opt-in page, which is to offer something for free that will motivate people to want to opt in. So we're going to get into some examples here in a moment of what it is that you can create for free that will cause people to want to opt in. By the way, I'm going to pop out to the Facebook page in a few minutes, but I also want to encourage you, one of the tools, by the way, that you can use to get your message out there online is a blog. And I know that some of you listening in have a blog. And I want to encourage you, if you have a blog, go out and post the link out to your blog on my page. And the place to post that on Facebook, you go to facebook.com/salestechsystems. This is an opportunity to promote your business. So go out there and post a link out to your blog. And if you don't have a blog, well, then that's an opportunity for you. There are a lot of strategies that you can implement online that will help you to increase your results. If you want to get more leads, by the way, for your opt-in page, then a great way to create visibility for it is to have a blog and then share the link on your blog out to your opt-in page. And we'll get into more of the specific strategies on how to do that a little bit later. So what can you create and offer for free that's going to help you to generate results online? Let me give you a few simple ideas. One is that you can create a blog, or excuse me, create a free report. A free report. And that's actually one of my favorite strategies. I love writing, and so it's easy for me to write, and so I have used this strategy many times. And let me, by the way, give you an example here. I want to give you an example where you can go out and take a look at so that we're both on the same page here. So one of the things that you might want to accomplish is to build your email list. And an opt-in page is a great way to do that. But let me share with you a free resource that you can get that would allow you to build your email list even further. And it's a free report. It's called 33 Simple Strategies to Build Your Email List. I'm going to give you the web page here, and I'm going to let you know in advance, the web page I'm giving you, it's an opt-in page. So you'll be able to see this page and see how I set up opt-in pages. And then you can also fill out the form, and you can get this free report. So here's the website address. It is socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. Socialmediaoutcomes, with an S at the end, .com/33email. Go out there now, take a look at that page. We're going to come back to that page a little bit later because I want to walk through the individual components of an opt-in page. I want to explain to you what to put on your page. But right now we're focusing in on what to offer on the page. So in this particular instance, I came up with a list of 33 different strategies. And when you're creating a free offer, number one, you want to think about your audience. Think about your potential customers. What is it that they want to know? What information do they want? And, you know, how do you determine that? Well, you're going to benefit from actually having conversations with people, but you can also use other tools to collect information. You can use an online survey. You could go out to social media and post a question and ask people to respond. There's all sorts of ways to gather information and find out what it is that people want. And then sometimes you might just want to come up with something intuitively. And that's the way I do it a lot of times. A lot of times I'll just get a feeling for what I think people will want. And so for me, I'm always, you know, when I'm talking to people, one of the things I hear is, you know, I want to build my email list. I want to reach more people. I want to communicate with more people. And so when I created that free offer, when I created that free report, I was thinking, let me just give people as many strategies as I can that they can use to build their email list. Now, for some of you listening in, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Rick, 33 simple strategies, that's a lot of strategies. Aren't you giving away too much there? And so I hear that a lot. I hear that from people that they're afraid to give away too much information with a free offer. So number one, I don't worry about it. I don't worry about it. I don't worry that I'm going to give them too much and then they won't need me. Because number one, I focus on adding value first. And that's a good idea for you too, is to focus on adding value first. Think about your audience. Think about your customer, your potential client. Give them information that they want and need. See, the first thing that you want to accomplish with your opt-in page is to position yourself as an expert on a topic. So I wanted to position myself as an expert in email marketing. And so by creating a free report on that topic, people will naturally look at that and say, well, Rick's an expert on email marketing. Look at this report. And I do other things to support that idea of being an expert on the topic, but this is a simple way to get started. So there could very well be a topic. In fact, let's do this. I want to have you go out to my Facebook page, and I want you to let me know, what is your area of expertise? What are you an expert in? And when you go to the page, look for the pinned post at the top of the page. You'll see a post at the top there, has a little yellow or a gold flag in the upper right corner. It says, welcome to the call today. Please share your takeaways below. And you'll see an image there where it says Sales Tech Systems event and all that. Just click on the link to like that and then type a message there to say hello. and then share there. Share what, you know, what is your area of expertise? And again, the page to go to is facebook.com/sales tech systems, sales tech, T-E-C-H systems. Now, continuing on here with this concept, first of all, when you create that free offer, when you put it up on an opt-in page, and I'll explain exactly how to create the page here in a moment. Number one, I want you to get thinking that having people opt in is really only the first step. It's only the first step in the process. Because what's going to happen is that after people opt in, then you want to be able to follow up over time. See, it's not enough just to have people opt in and then say, okay, well, that's it. I mean, the whole purpose of having them on an email list is to be able to communicate with them over time, right? So one of the things you want to do is to be able to follow up systematically. And it's this concept of systems that's really important here. You might want to take an inventory of the systems that you have. What systems do you have at your fingertips? And systems could be online or offline. Systems could be automated or manual. An example of a system would be an email marketing system or a customer relationship management system or a CRM. You probably already have a lot of systems. You may not just be looking at it that way. A system can also be a process, by the way. It could be a step-by-step process that you implement. Now, I'll just give you one little tip right here that you'll benefit from. After people opt in, what do you want to do? What can you do to follow up systematically? Well, there's a technology, and this is actually a really old technology. It's been around for a long time, but it can be very effective. And it's actually a pretty sophisticated technology when you think about it, because one of the things it allows you to do is to break down the process of influence. If you're a student of Eric Laufholm, then you know that one of the things that he teaches clients is around persuasion and influence. And one of the techniques that he teaches is to sell to the next step, sell to the next step. And so that means you don't have to accomplish everything at once. See, a lot of people, they're trying to accomplish too much at once. And so they just overwhelm and overload people. And so part of what we want to do in creating online systems is we don't want to overwhelm them. What we want to do is just give them a little piece at a time, just enough that, number one, you know, we're staying in front of them. Because in marketing, you want to create top-of-mind awareness, or TOMA, top-of-mind awareness. That means that when somebody thinks about you, like, for instance, if it's a week later and you think to yourself, oh, I need to create an opt-in page, then the first person you're probably going to think of is me, Rick Cooper. You're going to say, oh, yeah, that's right, Rick Cooper. He knows all about opt-in pages. And you might pick up the phone and call me and say, hey, Rick, I need to create an opt-in page. What do I do? And so, you know, I might refer you back to the call. In a lot of cases, I work with clients and I help them to create opt-in pages. I build websites for clients. But the fact is that because I'm sharing this information and because I will follow up regarding this information, I'm going to create top-of-mind awareness. And the big idea for you is that you can take this idea and you can implement it in your own business. You can be the one that is positioning yourself as an expert. You can be the one that's following up. You can be the one that's creating top-of-mind awareness with your customers and clients. So the tool or technique that you can use is called an autoresponder. An autoresponder. And most email marketing systems have the capability to set up autoresponders. So what is an autoresponder? It sounds kind of like a funny word. It does have the word auto in it, which relates to automation. And I'm all about automation. I love to find ways that I can automate things because I don't want to have to be doing everything manually myself. If I can rely upon a system to do something for me, then that frees me up to focus on other things. And I'm a very productive person. I get a lot of stuff done. And one of the reasons I do is because I'm leveraging multiple systems in my business. I'm leveraging multiple technology tools. So when you add another technology tool onto your tool belt, then suddenly it opens the door. It frees you up to be able to focus on other things. And part of that time, obviously, is figuring out how to use this system and make use of it. But once you start making use of it, then suddenly it helps you to get results. And there are a lot of people that have email marketing systems, and they have access to the capability to create an autoresponder, but they're not doing it because they don't know how to do it. they don't know the step-by-step process to be able to create an autoresponder. They don't know the strategy behind how to create a series of messages. So all an autoresponder is just a series of email messages that will go out based on a predefined schedule. So I'll just give you a simple example to illustrate the point. Let's say that you have an autoresponder series with 7 email messages. The first email goes out immediately. The second email goes out after 3 days. The third email goes out after a week. The next email goes out after 14 days. Another email goes out after 30 days, so on and so forth. So there's a schedule of when those emails will go out, and it's based on when the person opted in to the autoresponder. Well, how do you get somebody to opt into an autoresponder? Well, one of the ways is just have them complete an opt-in page. Have them fill out the form on an opt-in page. And then once they do, then that subscribes them to the autoresponder, and now they're going to receive a series of messages over time. By the way, different systems have different names. I'm well versed in multiple systems. I have used myself or have worked with multiple systems with my clients. So some of the systems I've used are Infusionsoft, One Shopping Cart, MailChimp, iContact, Constant Contact, AWeber, and others, GetResponse. So I've worked with many different systems that are out there, and most of those do have autoresponders that are set up that you can schedule to go out automatically. Now, one of the ideas I want to share with you here is to pick the right tools, then implement, and then optimize. So you want to start off with the right tool. And, you know, sometimes you're not able to get the right tool, so you have to get something else in the meantime until you can, you know, maybe there's a budget issue, and so you have to get what you can until you can move to something else later. But, you know, ultimately pick the right tools. Implement, because until you take action and implement, it's really just an idea. And there are a lot of people who have projects that are 80% done, but you know what? 80% done is really just 0% done. Unless you get it fully implemented 100%, it's not really done. It's not going to produce the results. And so what I will often do when I'm creating an opt-in page, for instance, is I'll work on getting the system in place. And we'll get into the specifics here in a moment. I want to lay out the different components that you're going to need to have an opt-in page. But I want you to grasp this idea that you can actually implement before you have it perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect. Focus on completion, not perfection. You know, perfectionism prevents so many people from getting things done. Just check in with yourself right now. You probably have a couple things on your plate that you're working on, and for whatever reason, you haven't finished it yet. You haven't finished it. You haven't gotten it done. You haven't implemented it. But if you actually took the time to just finish it out and get it done, even if it's not perfect, you could always go back and improve upon it in the future. So you need to adopt that mindset. You need to adopt that mindset to just get it done and then go back later and improve upon it. Now, to create your free offer for your opt-in page, you're going to need to create content. So what is content? The way I define content is it's information that adds value. See, part of what you want to do as a business owner, Robert Allen said that you are in the education business. You are in the education business. Whatever you're doing, you're in the education business. If you're a carpet cleaner or a pest control company, you're in the education business. Part of what you're trying to do is educate your potential customer about why they need your services. And so that means having to educate them about the problem and about the solution you have to solve that. So whatever your business is, you're in the education business too. And so content gives you a way to create information that people want and need. Now, Eric Laufholm teaches that there are 3 key systems in your business. Do you know what those 3 key systems are? The first one is lead generation. The second system is an appointment setting system. And the third key system is lead conversion. So today on this call, we're focused on lead generation. It's how do you get the people in the door? How do you get people going out online, filling out a form, and then opting into your email marketing system so now you can market to them over time? So an opt-in page is a great way to do this. It gives you a place that you can send people. And I'll just give you a simple example here. Like, how do you generate a flood of leads instantly? So here's an example. If you have an opt-in page, you could write an email message. You could go out to a POI. A POI is a person of influence. And that is a person who has a network of people that includes your ideal customers. So you go to that person of influence, that POI, and you ask them to send out the email. And so what does that email say? Well, that email would talk about your free offer. So let me go back to the example that I shared earlier. I could go back to my free report on 33 simple strategies to build your email list. And I could contact the POI and I could say, hey, I've got a great free resource that I think would be great for your audience of small business owners. It's a free report on 33 simple strategies to build your email list. I'd love to find out if you could send out an email message to your network and let them know that this free report is available. Would you be interested in doing that? Absolutely. Perfect. All right, I'll send over the email. You send the email. The email includes the link, socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. Then they mail it out. People open up the email. They read it. Then they click on the link. They go out and fill out the form, and now they opt in. That's a strategy that you can use. You can build an opt-in page. You can write an email. You could call a POI. You could send the email to them. They could email it out, and that would drive people out to your page to go fill out the form and opt-in. This is a strategy that you could do every day, day after day, to build your email list. And yet, so few people actually do it. And why is that? Well, you know, some people, they just don't believe it's possible. Some people just don't have a mindset that allows them to think that they could implement a strategy like that online and be able to get results. And I'll just give you an example here. I'm looking at my my customer database right now, which I currently use One Shopping Cart. And I'm looking in there, and I have another report that that I created about 2 years ago. It's called 10 Ways to Monetize Social Media. And it says 543 people filled out the form and opted in for that. 543 people. So is it possible to get people out to a page, have them fill out a form, and opt in? Absolutely. It's absolutely possible. But it starts with the idea. It starts with that idea of creating the page. And then it starts with deciding on what is that free offer. And here's the thing. You know, some people, they're trying to get the perfect free offer right from the beginning. And, you know, they brainstorm where they come up with ideas, and they just can't decide on one that will work. I don't really worry about that. I've created multiple free offers. And so when I have an idea, usually it'll just kind of hit me. And, you know, oftentimes I'll create a free offer around some type of a program or a product that I offer. So I'll be thinking to myself, and I'll ask myself a question. If I want to attract people that will be interested in this product, then what can I create as a free offer that would attract the right people for it? And then I brainstorm. I write a list of ideas down. I like using a journaling technique. So I have a spiral-bound notebook. I'll just sit down and write in it, and I'll write down ideas. And then, you know, sometimes, like in the case of the free report on email, building your email list, I just wrote down email marketing. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good one. You know, everybody, a lot of people want to learn about email marketing. So why don't I just create a free one around that? And then it's a matter of, okay, what angle of email marketing? I mean, I could probably come up with 12 different types of offers. So then it's kind of focusing in. And it's like, okay, what if I just focus on building the email list and just focus on that? And for my oftentimes I like to pick a specific number. And so 10 ways to monetize social media, 7 steps to create a lead capture page, 33 simple strategies to build your email list. Numbers can be very comforting for people. They like to know that there are a specific number of things that are available or that they have to do. And, you know, they don't like to think that there's an unlimited number of steps. So if you can tell them specifically, here are the things that you need to know, then that makes them more comfortable and then they want to take action and move forward. Now, Todd Lay runs a bookkeeping company. Todd came to me a few years ago and he shared that he was spending a lot of time networking. He wanted to find a way to get in front of more prospects without having to leave his office. He said he wanted to create an audio program where he shared details about his business. We also decided to create a free report and set up a opt-in page to be able to offer it. Once the web page was up, he suddenly realized that there were a lot of ways that he could use it to generate leads online. As a result, he was able to quit his business networking group and was able to start delivering presentations over the phone to book clients. He also began using webinars as a sales tool. The big idea for you is that you can create an opt-in page. Now, I spend a lot of my time writing copy for clients. Copy, by the way, refers to words that are persuasive and influential. I write email copy, web copy, copy for information products. It's a good use of my time, and I do a great job at it. My copywriting fee is $100 an hour. So if a sales page, for instance, and a sales page is just a web page where people can go out and purchase something, if a sales page takes 5 hours to complete, my fee would be $500. That's $500 for one sales page. Now, let's get into the details about the specific opt-in form. I want to talk through the process of actually how to create the form, because this is where a lot of people, their eyes start to glaze over and they get confused. They don't know what to do. So are you tech savvy? Do you tend to be a person who is technology oriented? Can you build web pages, or have you built a website before? You know, there are a lot of people, they're pretty tech savvy and they like to dive into this. They like to figure things out. They like to, get into it and learn how to do things. And there are other people that they don't really like to do that. They don't like to get into that. They would rather have somebody else do it. And whichever place you're coming from, whether you like to do it or not, that's okay, because you can always hire somebody else to do something for you technology-wise. You always want to look at your return on investment. You know, what am I going to invest to have it done? What kind of results is that going to allow me to get? I want to acknowledge a few people posting out on the Facebook page. If you haven't had a chance to join me out there, you can go out to facebook.com/salestechsystems. Edward Fish said, I have a landing page that has an opt-in for a free report, 5 Secrets to Getting What You Want in Bed. Wow, that's a pretty compelling title there. Thanks for sharing that, Edward. The website address is getwhatyoureallywantinbed.com. There you go. So he's got a very specific offer that he's making, but notice it's a free report. Now, he could probably do an audio, he could probably do a video on that, but he decided to go with a free report on that. Let's see, Biker Pros is on the call today and posts a message that says, here is the blog for my company, bikerpros.com/news. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Ellen Violette is on the call today and says, my blog is theebookcoach.com/blog. Theebookcoach.com/blog. So you can go out there and check that out. And a couple more here, I think. We have one from Edith who says, my blog is tipstoamorefulfillinglife.wordpress.com. And then also says, Edith says, my opt-in page has a free report, how to go from stress to ease, and that is at stresstoease.com. Awesome. Love all these web page names. And then also Stephanie Clark Ochoa said, my expertise is B2G sales support. Well, I've heard of B2B and B2C. I'm assuming maybe B2G is business to government. That's my guess. And then she also says completion versus perfection. Awesome. And by the way, as you're listening in, you can feel free to share your takeaways. Oh, it looks like we've got other people sharing takeaways too. So I'll come back out there and check that a little bit later. I've got a lot more content that I want to get into here, and we're going to get into the specifics of how to create the pages now. So do you understand the value of having a presence online? You know, one of the ways to think about building a presence online is everything you do online, it's kind of like that story of Hansel and Gretel where they go out and they drop the breadcrumbs. They wanted to leave the breadcrumbs so they could find their way back home. So in very much the same way, you want to be doing things online where you're leaving breadcrumbs that will lead people back to you. And so if you're not doing much online, then you don't have much of a presence online. I spend a lot of time creating content and information for my blog. I create videos. I host free teleseminars and webinars. And so everything that I'm doing is focused around creating content. It's around adding value, sharing information. And you want to do the same thing for yourself to get the word out there. If you build a presence online, you need to understand how to monetize it. How to monetize it. That's all about how to make money from it. Now, in order to generate leads online, you need to be able to capture those leads and follow up. See, the problem is that for a lot of people, they have a website and people can go out there, but they go out there, they take a look and go, oh, that's interesting, and then they close the web browser and they're gone, and they never come back. And so that's kind of a waste, because they were there. They were at your website. You need to get people to raise their hand. You need to get people to express interest. And the way to do that is to have them fill out a form to get a free resource. So it starts with having a free resource that adds value, something they're interested in, and then giving them a way to fill out the form. And at the same time, that allows them to opt into your email list. And by the way, if you're not familiar with the strategy I'm sharing with you here is called permission marketing. Permission marketing is where you ask permission to be able to market to people over time. So the technology to do that is called an opt-in form. And in order to create an opt-in form, you need an email marketing system. So if I were going in and setting up an opt-in page for Eric Lawfoam, I would use Infusionsoft. And I've done that many times. I've created many opt-in pages. I've created registration pages for teleseminars and webinars. I've created opt-in pages for free live events that Eric has done. I have done a lot of the online marketing activities for Eric over the years. And so I would use Infusionsoft to go in and create that form. And then Infusionsoft is going to give me the code. And I copy and paste that code into the system that I'm using. And because I created that code through the system, when people fill out that form, that information is automatically passed over, or as I like to say, automagically. It's like, I don't understand how it works. I just know that it does work, and I can test it out. I can go and fill out the form, and then I go in the system, and sure enough, there it is. The information is in the system. It passed over. I don't have to know the mechanics of how something works to understand that it's going to work. So, you know, it's like, if when I pick up the phone and I dial a number and then I reach another person, I don't have to know how that works. I don't have to know the switching systems and capabilities to understand how that information is being transmitted in order for it to work. And just the same way, you don't have to know how an opt-in form works and how the opt-in code works. You just need to, first of all, make a decision that you want to do it. Now, by the way, if you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, I need an opt-in form, I need an opt-in page, go out and post that in the Facebook group. Just make an announcement. Share with other people that you want to create an opt-in page. And for some of you that already have opt-in pages, you've already posted those, maybe you want to create another one. Jay Abraham said you need multiple lead generation systems. You need multiple lead generation systems. Eric Lawfoam said until you have 10 online lead generation systems in place, you're not done yet. How many do you have? You might not have one online system yet, one online lead generation system. If you don't, then you've got 10 to go, at least. I've created hundreds of opt-in pages on my site where people can go out and opt into my email list. See, you can't just try something once and then say, oh, that doesn't work. You have to keep doing it. You have to keep improving upon it. You have to keep building on it. And ultimately, you have to keep driving traffic out there, get people out there. You got to build your influence, build your network, reach more people, influence people. So you need the system to create the opt-in form. You need to embed the form onto the web page. And that's a term that I use and that is used in the industry. Embed means that you're going to take from one place and then put it onto the page. And so the process of embedding is just copying and pasting the code into the appropriate place. And then it works. So share a free offer and then encourage people to opt in. So let me talk about the process. Let me first of all just give you the anatomy of an opt-in page. So I'm going to go back to the example that I shared earlier. So some of you probably still have it up on your in your browser. It's at socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. So I'm just going to break this page down to you. At the very top of the page, I have a banner image or a header image. And so that header image is doing a couple things. First of all, when you land on the page, it lets you know right away what it is that I'm offering because it tells you the name of it right there. It says 33 simple strategies to build your email list, tips and tricks to attract potential customers and generate leads. The second thing that it does is that it personally brands me. I have my picture there. It has my name, Rick Cooper, online marketing expert. It has a little text in the corner that says special reports. So it's telling you what it is. So that's one component. The next component is the headline. On this particular page, there are two headlines, but you can create three or more headlines if you want. Usually I'll use about three headlines. So you can have a pre-headline, which comes before the main headline. Then you have the main headline, which comes in the middle, and then you can have a sub-headline, which appears below the main headline. Usually the main headline is in the largest font size, and it's in the brightest color to grab attention. And so in this particular case, the main headline says, get instant access now to a free report from online marketing expert Rick Cooper and learn how to quickly and easily build your email list. That's the main headline. That's telling them what to do. It's creating a sense of urgency. Get instant access. See, people want things instantly. People have a desire for instant gratification, and it's a good idea that when people fill out a form that you give it to them immediately. See, what a lot of people do is they'll say something like, they opt in, and then you go to a page and it says, go check your email and click on the link in order to receive your free offer. I don't like to make people wait. If somebody wants it, if I'm telling them get instant access, I'm going to give them instant access. As soon as they fill out the form, they're going to go to a page where they can get it right away. I'm not going to make them jump through any hoops. I want to give it to them right away. I want a satisfied client. I want to create a customer experience where they feel satisfied from the get-go. And you should have the same mindset too. The SEP headline says, complete the form now to receive your copy of this timely and valuable report. Now, by the way, I use a very specific tool in order to create my opt-in pages. It's called Optimize Press. There are other tools that are available. There's Kajabi. There's also a leadpages.net. So there are many different systems out there. Or you could just create it on your own. You could just kind of wing it and try to do it on your own and put it on a page. And you know what? You'll still get results. It doesn't have to be perfect in order to get results. But obviously, you're going to get a better result if you improve upon it. And so remember what I mentioned earlier, focus on completion, not perfection. Your first couple opt-in pages or lead capture pages, they might not be perfect. They might not look perfect or pretty, but it could just be getting it done. Get it done so you can move forward and improve upon it. The rest of the copy on the page, really it's just body copy. It's the rest of the copy that's out there. But there's a couple different things that you want to do. One of the things I encourage you to do is include a list of benefits. How do you sell anything? By sharing the benefits. That's part of the process in the sales mountain that Eric Laufholm teaches, is to share the benefits. And so in this case, we are, we're talking about the reasons, or what people are going to get in terms of techniques from getting this report, to build their email list. Another thing to do is to tell about yourself. And so one of the things that I do encourage you to do is put your photo and your bio, because people don't know who you are unless you tell them who you are. And so you do that by showing a photo and include your biography, a short biography. Mine's about 2 paragraphs. That helps to establish your credibility. Now, the other key component that you need on the page, of course, is the opt-in form. And so on this form, you'll see on the right-hand sidebar, it says, get your free report now, and it has the different fields there, first and last name, email address, and phone. Some systems, like Infusionsoft, require you to have people input first and last names in separate fields. Sometimes, like in this case for one shopping cart, it allows you to put it into one field. And then it has a button there, get instant access. So I'm just kind of reiterating the point that they're going to get this right away. And that's a key benefit. You know, people don't want to have to wait. Now, one other thing I do, graphics are important on any kind of online marketing pages. In this particular case, what I do is I include a graphic image of what they're getting. Now, in reality, what you get when you opt in is a PDF file, and that is a standard that's used for any kind of written documents, whether it be a report or an ebook, is an Adobe Acrobat file. And so it's a file where unlike Word, where you can go in and edit the file or change it, or where, you know, the appearance is going to look different, once you create a PDF, nobody can change it, but they can go in and take a look at it, and it preserves the formatting that you create in that document. But from an online marketing standpoint, we want to use an image because that makes it more tangible. It makes it more tangible. So whatever you do, you want to make it more tangible. And what that means is it makes it feel like it's more real. It makes it feel like it's more physical. So if you can use a graphic image to accomplish that, then it just establishes additional credibility that this is something that people want. They want that information. It just makes it look more exciting. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to share about an upcoming training and mentoring program. So we'll get into the details on that in a moment. But first, I want to share details about the final step in the process of actually how to influence people through your opt-in form. But first, let me share a quick story about Doug Skinner. Doug's a technology consultant, and Doug offers a lot of high-end services, technology consulting services. He wanted to be able to attract business owners and executives to him online. Doug began hosting webinars to educate people and add value. I coached Doug through a process to develop a training program on mobile productivity and cloud computing. Doug enrolls clients in the programs and has, and that generated a new source of revenue for him. He's adding value and leading clients toward his advanced consulting services. The big idea for you is that you can create content to attract clients. Doug also has opt-in pages where he offers free reports. And so he can share that online and encourage people to go out and get access to those free reports. They opt in, now they're on his email marketing list. Now he can communicate with them, he can add value, and he can invite them to his webinars. See, part of marketing online is having a sequential marketing process. That means marketing in a sequence, having a sequence or a series of steps where you're reaching out and communicating over time. Eric Laufholm does this very well. Eric sends out messages several times a week, adding value, sharing tips and information, inviting people to upcoming trainings. Part of Eric's focus is to educate first before selling. And that's a good mindset for you to have too. Educate first before selling. Now, the final strategy, the final key to generate leads online all has to do with creating compelling copy. So let's do a quick review first, and then I want to get into this idea a little bit more here. So the three keys to generate leads online using opt-in pages are, number one, to have a free offer. Number two, to create an opt-in form. And then number three, to write compelling copy. So Eric Laufholm teaches sales scripting. Copywriting, or writing copy, words that are persuasive and influential, is similar to scripting. Copywriting is usually for written purposes, whereas scripting is often for verbal use. And by the way, the scripts that you would create for verbal use are often different in format than those that you would use in writing, but they're very similar. So let's talk about some of the components. And I've already gone through the elements of an opt-in page, but let me just do a quick review for you here. So you have the header image or banner. You have the headline, which I recommend having up to three different headlines. You have the body copy, which is the copy, you know, that's just elsewhere in the document. You have the description of the offer. You want to explain, what is the offer? What is it that you're offering? Tell people about it, and also share the benefits. Explain how they're going to benefit from that information or whatever it is that you're offering. Have a call to action. In fact, you can have multiple calls to action. Of course, you would also want to have the specific opt-in form on there. Include your photo in your bio. And you can also have testimonials. You can include testimonials on your page from satisfied clients. Now, remember, focus on completion, not perfection. If you're setting this up for the first time, and first of all, if you're using a tool like OptimizePress or Kajabi or LeadPages.net, just know that there's a learning curve there. Most of those systems, they have videos that you can watch. They have help systems. They have forums where you can go and learn how to use it. And for some people, it might be easy to learn. If you're tech savvy, then you could probably get in there and learn how to figure it out pretty quickly. If you're not, then no amount of training probably is going to teach you exactly how to do that or make you feel comfortable with it. You can certainly try it out. And by the way, it's always a good idea to make an attempt yourself to try something, because then you'll have a better understanding. You'll be able to wrap your head around how it works. So if you're hiring someone or delegating to someone else to get it done, then it'll be a lot easier. Now, an opt-in page, by the way, is just one strategy that you can implement to increase sales online. There are many others, including online videos. There's also a strategy that Eric Laufholm calls Digital You, and that means creating a series of videos of you online sharing information that really allows you to duplicate yourself. It's this idea of duplication. You have videos, just like you would be talking to someone over the phone. People could watch the videos, and you could even do a sales presentation in a video, and then lead people to a next step in purchasing. And you can also use a blog. You can use a CRM or customer relationship management system. You can use email marketing. You can also use technology to book appointments automatically. Now, are you doing enough to use technology tools to create leverage? Are you reaching enough people online? Would you like to be able to attract more people online? Would you like to be able to generate more leads? Would you like to be able to systematically market to people online? I've had the great opportunity to work with Eric Laufholm since 2007, first as a client, then as a sales coach. Later, I took on the role of sales consultant, sales manager, and general manager, and more recently as his joint venture and affiliate manager. Now I'm in the role of director of the technology services division. So we provide training, coaching, and also done-for-you services for clients. Eric uses social media and online marketing to be able to build his business. He publishes content to his blog and creates videos to post on YouTube. Eric also gets a lot of traffic to his site, and he generates leads using lead generation systems on his site. He positions himself as an expert, and his site creates social proof that what he teaches works. The big idea for you is that your website and blog are an important part of your online marketing efforts. So what I'd like to do now is simply extend an invitation to participate in an upcoming training and mentoring program. And the program is called the Sales Technology Program. The Sales Technology Program. This is a 12-week program that takes you through the process of learning how to implement technology in your business to increase your results. Now, I'm going to get into the different modules in the program here in a moment, but let me just talk for a moment about the benefits of the program. So one of the advantages that you're going to have from participating in this program is that it's going to help you to learn how to integrate sales and technology tools together. And so part of it is just understanding what tools are available, what tools that you need, being able to select those tools, and then implement them in your business. You'll also be able to create more leverage in your business. Remember, leverage is about doing more with less, about taking the existing time that you have and accomplishing more results. You'll also be able to reach more people online and also learn how to prospect people through social media. I've done a lot of training and support with clients on social media over the years, and so I'm going to share some of those strategies in the Sales Technology Training Program. Now, let me run through the modules that I will cover in the program. There are 12 modules of content. It's broken out into three different sections, and I think you'll recognize these sections when I mention it. The first section is on lead generation strategies. The second section is on appointment setting strategies, and the third is on lead conversion strategies. So these tie in with Eric's three key systems to grow your business. So under lead generation, module one is on social media prospecting. Module two is on opt-in pages. Module three is on email database and autoresponders, and module four is on sales technology integration. Then we get into appointment setting strategies. Module five is on appointment scheduling tools and CRM systems for follow-up. Module six is on opt-in forms to generate appointment leads. Module seven is on appointment setting emails, and module eight is on social media techniques to book appointments. And then the last four modules are for lead conversion. Module nine is on e-commerce and sales pages. Module 10 is on digital U online video strategies. Module 11 is on webinars, teleseminars, and Google Hangouts. And module 12 is on PayPal invoicing and recurring payments, how to generate more money online. So the calls are on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific time, and all the calls are recorded. Each of the calls includes 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. In addition to that, you'll also get access to a series of four online videos on social media marketing. The first video is on content creation for social media. The second video is on social media prospecting techniques. The third is on social currency techniques. And the fourth is on Google Hangouts. Now, in a moment, by the way, if you're trying to take notes on this, in a moment I'll give you a website address that you can go out to where you can get all the information on this. And you'll be able to get instant access to all of those videos, so you'll literally be watching that tonight. And by the way, you'll also be able to access all 12 modules tonight as well. So as soon as you enroll in the program, you'll get instant access to that content to go through, plus you can attend the live calls as well. Now, the third component is that you'll get access to an audio program on seven strategies to leverage technology to increase sales. And the final component is that you'll receive three insightful videos on increasing your sales online. Those are short, high-impact videos. Now, the program, first of all, let me give you the details on what the investment in the program is. So the 12-week program is valued at $995. The four online videos on social media marketing are valued at $397. And the audio program is valued at $97, and the three videos are valued at $39. So the total value of the program is $1,528. But in a moment, I'll explain how you can sign up for the program for much less than that. The program includes a 30-day money-back guarantee. Enroll in the program now. If you're unsatisfied for any reason within the first 30 days, you can request a full refund. So I have a special offer for you today. You can enroll in the program and sign up for just $299. $299. I'm actually doing something extra special on the call for you today, and I'll share that in a moment. But first of all, let me give you the webpage to go out to. You can go to salestechsystems.com/tech. salestechsystems.com/TECH. And I'll post the link out on the Facebook page in a few minutes too. Go out there now and enroll in the program. So here's the thing. If you enroll in the program in the next 1 hour, the next 1 hour from when I wrap up this call, which will be in about 2 or 3 minutes here, you can enroll in the program for half of that price. You can enroll for just $149. So this is an extremely valuable offer. You're going to be able to get access to the 12-week program. You get access to the 4 online videos on social media marketing, the audio program, and the videos for only $149. Now, by the way, I've got a bonus that I want to share with you here in a moment. But I want to encourage you to go out to the page, go to salestechsystems.com/TECH and sign up now. So here's the bonus. When you enroll in the program in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to upgrade your membership for an entire year. So you'll be able to come back through the live program 4 different times over the year. I mean, you could just literally be on every call for an entire year and go through the program. The benefit of that is when you join the live calls, you're going to hear information and ideas. Some of those ideas you're going to be ready for, other ideas not. But when you go back through the program, each time that you listen to it, you're going to get that information, and there may be a time when one of those ideas sticks, it fits, and then you're able to take action on that and implement it immediately. I have another bonus for you. If you enroll in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to provide a free 30-minute sales technology coaching session with you. So you're going to receive a 30-minute phone call where we're going to talk about your business, we're going to talk about what you're doing online, and talk about how you can use technology more effectively to increase your results. By the way, my coaching programs run for $500 to $1,000 a month, so there's a lot of value for that 30-minute call where I'll have a chance to talk. And, you know, during that call, I'm going to learn a lot about you so that as we're connecting on the program, on the calls, then I'll be able to add even more value. Oh, by the way, one more benefit I forgot to mention is that you're going to get access to an exclusive Facebook group for the Sales Technology Program. So you're going to be able to connect with other members of the program and be able to communicate with them. Plus, that's also a place where you can share your takeaways and also ask questions. So remember, each one of those calls includes 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. So if you're thinking about signing up for the program, I want to encourage you to do it. Look at it this way. If you sign up for the program, how many sales would it take for you to be able to earn back $149? For a lot of people, it might only take one sale, or maybe 2 or 3 sales. But think about all the strategies that you're going to learn. See, a lot of things that you're going to learn are going to help you to duplicate yourself. You'll be able to implement that strategy once. Like, even if you just took one idea, like implementing an opt-in page. If you're like me, you might have one page that might generate 543 leads. Gosh, if you had just 10 sales closed from a 543 leads, think about that. Think about how much revenue would come in. So the program is going to pay for itself. So go out to the webpage, sign up for the program, and I look forward to working with you in the program. This is going to be fun. I mean, if you're the kind of person where you don't like technology, then this is going to help you to get outside your comfort zone. This is going to help you to stretch. This is going to help you to take action. And worst case, you can always go hire somebody else to do the technology for you. But the point is, you're going to learn the mindset. You're going to learn the approach and what you can do. And even just implementing a system could benefit you significantly. So go to salestechsystems.com/TECH and sign up for the program now. If you have any questions, by the way, feel free to contact me. You can email me at rickc@ericklofholm.com, rickc@ericklofholm.com. You can also call me. My phone number is 916-248-5440, 916-248-5440. And the other thing is, if you're listening to the recording of this call, if you're listening to the recording, you can go out to the webpage, see if the offer is still available. It could be that by the time you get out there, I've already increased the price up to $299. And if so, then the offer is passed. But if you take advantage of it now, then you'll be able to lock it in and secure it and be able to participate for only $149. And I encourage you to do that. And remember, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So thank you so much for joining me on the program today. And by the way, if you do want to commit to creating an opt-in page, go out to my Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/sales tech systems and just post out there and say, I want to create an opt-in page. And if you, you know, put a time frame out there. I want to create an opt-in page in 30 days. Just declare that to the world. Let other people know that you want to do that. So thanks for joining me on the call. I look forward to connecting with you in the program. Have a great week, and God bless.